on the show today cuts both ways. And so far, we have talked about humans. Now let's talk about machines and the strengths and weaknesses of artificial intelligence. Because there are so many things that make bots like ChatGPT amazing.
It's able to pass the bar exam or college exams as long as plenty of those exam examples were in the training data.
It can also write poetry, compose music, summarize vast amounts of data in a fluid, human-like way.
Some people are genuinely wowed by that, like, oh my goodness, ChatGPT is so creative.
And making powerful AI so easy to use has resurfaced a long-running debate. Whether AI will save us or steal all our jobs and kill us.
I'd say either is a possibility.
This is Ye-Jin Choi.
And we don't know what's going to happen for sure.
She's an AI expert, a MacArthur Genius Award winner, and a professor at the University of Washington.
And that means a lot is up to us to shape the future.
So, Ye-Jin, you gave a TED Talk recently about AI and a big conundrum, as you see it.
AI today is unbelievably intelligent and then shockingly stupid.
You used an example of drying laundry to demonstrate how literal it can be.
So suppose I left 5 clothes to dry out in the sun, and it took them 5 hours to dry completely. How long would it take to dry 30 clothes?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many pieces of clothes, it takes the same 5 hours. But
GPT-4, the newest, greatest AI system, says 30 hours. Not good.
ChatGPT supposedly learns from its mistakes. But I tried asking it something similar with a couple linguistic variations, and things didn't go any better.
If it takes 7 hours to dry 5 pieces of clothes in the sun, how long will it take to dry 10 clothes?
The drying time in your question seems to be directly proportional to the number of clothes. So, if you have 10 pieces of clothes, it will take 14 hours to dry all of them, assuming the conditions remain the same.
Okay, let's ask again. Here's a new one. If it takes one shirt 3 hours and one pair of pants 4 hours to dry in the sun, how long would it take 2 shirts to dry?
In this scenario, given that it takes 3 hours to dry one shirt, it would take twice that time to dry 2 shirts, so it would take 6 hours to dry 2 shirts.
Large language models are learning all the time. In the months after we recorded this conversation, ChatGPT figured it out. But Ye-Jin says that just because the AI gets the laundry scenario question correct now, doesn't mean it's learned to have common sense.
Oh, this is almost as if we are doing a whack-a-mole game where, depending on how you ask similar questions differently, the errors are still there. You and I, once we understood a concept, then no matter how we ask the question differently, to us, it's the same question. So we can answer them correctly. But it's not surprising if you know how AI is trained. It's trained to predict which word will come next. It's just reading a lot of data and try to learn the patterns behind the data. So it's not trained to do critical reasoning.
And having common sense means applying reasoning to all sorts of scenarios, which computers can't do, at least not like humans.
So common sense is what's strikingly easy for humans, but surprisingly hard for machines. And it's been a long-standing challenge in AI field. Yeah, I like drawing inspirations from humans because when children grow up, it's not the case that we just feed them with internet data and then let them figure out on their own. Actually, the outcome of that would be pretty horrible.
Yes.
And so what do we do to prevent it is to tell them in a more declarative form, what's right and what's wrong.
You mean like don't hit somebody? And
yeah, for example, we tell them that it's not right to kill people. Or, you know, it's not polite to yell at people even if they get angry. We teach them a lot of these things from early on in their lives.
So if most AI models are learning from the vast amount of information that's available on the web, how can you teach them these sort of more nebulous ideas?
So in one research project, we built a collection of these rules of thumbs about social norms. You know, in general, don't do this, or is this good or bad? And we give some answers and then train the model to learn from that. And the model is able to learn considerably if the learning procedure is focused directly on it, compared to the models that only learned from the internet data.
So I guess it's, you know, no big deal if AI gets it wrong in terms of figuring out how long it takes clothes to dry in the sun. But what are some of the other reasons why it's important for AI to have common sense, to be able to do a better job of understanding the world?
So it's actually a bigger deal than you think. Common sense locks into every corner of our life. If AI didn't have a basic level of common sense understanding, it can lead to a decision that's detrimental to the human safety. In a famous thought experiment proposed by Nick Bostrom, AI was asked to produce and maximize paperclips. And that AI decided to kill humans to utilize them as additional resources to turn you into paperclips. Because AI didn't have the basic human understanding about human values. Now, writing a better objective in equation that explicitly states do not kill humans will not work either, because AI might go ahead and kill all the trees, thinking that's perfectly okay things to do. And in fact, there are endless other things that AI obviously shouldn't do while maximizing paperclips, including don't spread fake news, don't steal, don't lie, which are all part of our common sense understanding about how the world works.
It's so hard to even think of all the things that we don't want AI to do, I guess.
It's impossible to list what's okay to do versus what's not okay to do, because there are always cases that pops up that the AI may not know whether it's okay or not okay. And so similar to how there are laws that humans try to agree upon and then revise over time, we could potentially have some such mechanisms for AI teaching as well.
So if somebody listening is thinking, okay, well, what does this mean for me on a daily basis in the near future? What would you tell them?
They don't need to be an expert, but it really helps for them to understand where the flaws are so that they know how to navigate around this powerful AI that is also surprisingly prone to making silly mistakes. We could focus on developing AI such that it can benefit a lot of people, or if we are not careful enough, it could also create a lot of problems for us.
Yejin Choi is a professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Washington, where she's working to make sure that AI is a benefit to humanity, not a detriment. You can see her full talk at TED.com. Thank you so much for listening to our episode, Cuts Both Ways. It was produced by Rachel Faulkner-White, Fiona Guerin, James Delahousie, and Harsha Nahata. It was edited by Sanaz Meshkinpour and me. Our production staff at NPR also includes Katie Monteleone, Matthew Cloutier, Andrea Gutierrez, and Lane Kaplan-Levinson. Our audio engineers were Ko Takasugi Chernovan and Patrick Murray. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Michelle Quint, Alejandra Salazar, and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Manoush Zamarodi, and you've been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.